to another exceptional episode of Conversations with Destiny. My name is Destiny Tawley, and as you can tell, I'm super amped and excited to be back on your screens. Of course, this is the platform where we have conversations with real people about real topics. And speaking of which, I have a real lady right here next to me, and her name is...
Sister Deliana. Thank you so much for having me again, Destiny. I'm super excited to be here. I want to say a very big thank you to a highly esteemed president, the president of the Love Word Nation, Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome, for this beautiful opportunity. I'm so grateful, sir. I want to say a very big thank you to the highly esteemed Pastor Ose Oyakhilome for this beautiful opportunity, this beautiful platform to shine and inspire young people around the world. I'm grateful, ma'am.
Absolutely. We cannot thank you both enough. Thank you, Pastor Chris, and thank you, Pastor Ose. Now, today we're talking about something very interesting. We're talking about mental health. This has been a topic, you know, throughout, you know, a lot of people have been talking about mental health, especially in relation to young people, young adults. You know, of course, statistics coming out that are stating the rates of things like suicide and so much more. During your level specials, our man of God really spoke intensely about how some of these statistics are not necessarily true. Some of them can be made up. Mm-hmm. Really to escalate that idea of fear and that people are depressed and struggling doing all of this. However, this conversation is really going to be targeted at someone who truly is going through a depression or struggling with their mental health, right? So right. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And if that is you, keep watching because we're going to share with you from the Word of God. And so today's conversation is going to be premised from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 39 all the way to 44. And I read it in the NIV. It says, Jesus went, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you fall not into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my own will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Now, I don't really know how accurate this is because obviously I read it generally online, but I remember a paragraph that said, you know, a scientist was speaking about how that someone whose sweat turns into blood really speaks about an immense or speaks to an amount of stress and pressure that is utterly unbearable.
Right.
And having read this, we've seen that Jesus was under a lot of stress in this moment in his life.
Right.
You know, literally in our day and age, someone might even say it might have been a breakdown of some sort, or maybe depression at its highest, where his sweat turned into blood. That's how much pressure he was under, Sister Deli. So let's speak about that. To you, when you hear the word mental health, you know, what comes to mind and what do you think contributes to someone going through a terrible season mentally in our generation?
Thank you so much. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go into like mental health. You know, mental health includes emotions, you know, psychological emotions, you know, social well-being. It controls how you react, how you act to people, how you deal with stress, how you relate to other people. It's a whole lot. It covers a lot. And these things can, you know, the stress can come from a lot of factors. And I would say strategically because of how much of, you know, the things that you expose yourself to.
Right.
You have to be careful what you expose yourself to because a lot of young people nowadays, like the world is a global village and we as young people will consume, most of our times are spent on social media, we consume a lot of information and you see a child trying to like, you know, measure their life with someone else's life. You don't even know the steps, the challenges that person has to go through.
To get to where
you want to get there so fast.
Right.
You're stressing yourself. And sometimes it's not even with comparison. It could even be with school challenges. Like, you know, you just want to study and you want to graduate, but then it's overwhelming. There are times where you're like, oh my God, I'm tired. I need a break. You know, even with business, even as a married person with kids, all of that, it's the factors that contribute to this is a lot. It's massive, you know. But, you know, as what I know strategically reaching out to young people, most of the times for young people, the one and major thing that can be a contributing factor would be like comparison. You know, because you've consumed so much social media, you're seeing this person thriving, you're like, oh my God, I want to be like this person. I want to do this. Oh, I'm not where I am today. And it just shows how much, and sometimes, you know, you're not even doing it consciously. It can be subconscious, but it's affecting your well-being, your mental state, your state of mind. You're so happy, and then you go online, you're like, oh my goodness, this one is, for example, maybe someone is getting married or someone is doing really well. I just got a good job. You're like, I've been applying for 20,000 places and, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so that can contribute to a lot of factors are included when it comes to mental health. It's very vast.
I think it's very deep because some of it also stems from things like upbringing, you know?
Yes.
That people's validation has always been premised on compliments from other people or other external factors. You're only as good as you getting that distinction or that 80%. If you don't get that A, what are you doing? You know, you're only as good as your achievements.
Right.
And so people end up having that achieving or achievement complex.
Right.
Instead of it being sincerely about you and knowing that you're valuable outside of your achievements and not being able to distinguish the two. I think that's really what the issue is because even when speaking to other young people, and I think I went through a season like that at some stage of my life as well, where you are, like what you're saying, applying for opportunities in terms of work, and then to get that rejection letter, you know, people can take that personally because now it seems as if you've been rejected,
right?
And it's like, but you're not a reject. You're valuable, right?
Right?
But now you take it personally and you're like, wait, am I not good enough? Like, wait, I have a degree. I studied. I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're missing out on?
Exactly. I can understand, I can relate with that because personally, I was really in a space where I was applying for a lot of jobs. Like, I was applying to, like, 50 places.
Wow.
And then in a day, and you're receiving emails like, sorry, we're moving on with other applicants. And I'm just like, I'm not going to lie.
And you're not even told why.
Exactly.
They're just telling you they're moving on. And you're like, wait, why? Tell me what I can do to you.
I'm just like, why? And sometimes, you know, it can be very challenging because, you know, us as Christians, we know the word of God. And now you're beginning to, you know, what the word of God says.
All things are mine.
What is going on? You know, so at that point in time, you have to be careful.
Your tongues are like,
You have to be careful, but I can understand because I've been in such situations many times.
Wow.
Imagine applying for 50 places in a day.
My goodness. Well, you know what? This conversation doesn't end here. We're telling you about what it is we've gone through, but of course there is a solution because we know the truth. And, you know, after the break, we'll continue this conversation. So stay tuned. But even before we take this break, remember to head over to King's Chat. You know, go to the Love World USA page and leave your comment about mental health. You know, how did you overcome it? How did that word help you overcome it? Because we already know we overcome. That's what we do, right?
Yes.
So we'll be back right after this.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations, watch movies you really want to see, and explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and LoveWorld App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app. Explore Alpha TV and subscribe today.
Welcome back, darlings. The conversation continues. We are still talking and sipping, as you already know. And this is the platform where we have conversations with real people about real topics. And today we are talking about mental health. We do know that statistics have been released generally in the world that are false. This is according to our man of God, Pastor Chris, because, of course, people do affect the algorithms and they really want to push the narrative of suicide and depression on the youth, you know? So they falsify, you know, and they make falsified claims. But in this instance, we really are talking to people who are truly affected by depression, and we are actually going to be getting into the part where we talk about the solution to it, the word of God. Hello. But even before getting to that, you know, Sister Daly, is depression a thing? Would you say it's a thing that exists, and what is the solution?
I think you had asked me if it was a factor at some point, and for a moment I took time to just think about it. It's really not a factor because just as the devil is not a factor, it's not a factor because it can be dealt with. Okay, but it is something that is glaring in the face of, like, it's everywhere, it's happening, you know? And there is a solution, and it's the word of God, like you said. But of course, personally, I know, like I said before we went on break, I had, like, I was applying for jobs. There have been times where I'm just like, I'm not happy where I am. I'm like, there should be something I should be doing. What's going on? But, you know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, it says, cast all your cares, for he cares for you.
Wow.
That's something you need to understand, first of all. The Lord cares for you. He loves you individually. Like, he loves you personally. He knows your name. He knows me. He knows the number of strands in my hair, on my head. So, automatically, that shows how much he's very particular about you. So you need to understand that truth, because it's a truth. And for me, and I think when I go through, when the last time, of course, I said I'd applied for, like, different places, I was wondering, what is it? Am I doing something wrong? What's right. going on? I remember calling my pastor, and I was talking to him, and I was trying not to cry, because he had told me, aww. He said, never cry. Never you cry ever for any reason, except you are praying for souls, you know, or you are worshiping God. It's a training, because I used to be crying.
Yeah, someone's probably just going to be watching, like, okay, well, I need to stop crying now. No, and they're wiping
you need
tears.
To get a hold of yourself. You need to get a hold of your emotions. But sometimes, you know, it can be so overwhelming, because I know what the Word of God says about me. I'm a Christian. I'm a leader in ministry. I know the Word of God.
And you're prophesying. You're declaring this. You're like, this job is mine. Right. You're fostered, you know, and then boom, you
and then
get
boom,
it.
Yeah, and so. You're receiving messages like, sorry, we're moving on with other applicants. And I'm like, what are you saying? Mm. But no, so I remember I spoke to my pastor. And he told me, first of all, Deli, calm down, okay? Mm. You're doing everything right, okay? And then he had explained to me from the, you know, from the perspective of application, sometimes, you know, we just reach out to you and you do this, you do that sometimes, okay? They might not really, because there are a lot of people that are in the market, so it's quite understandable. And, you know, God will always put you in the place that you need to be. You need right. to understand that 100%.
Yes.
And so as soon as I was able to, like, you know, after having conversations with, that's why when we talk about the place of mentorship, it's also very important.
Yes.
After having conversations with my man of God, I felt better. I'm like, okay, I'm good, I'm good. Mm. And then your circle of friends is extremely important. Mm. Having the circle of friends that you have can help you move past a stage.
Yeah.
Because aside from even the application of job, I've, like I said, there've been times I'm not really happy where I am. Mm. And I just feel the need to, I'm led in my spirit to call one of my friends. Mm. And I'm calling and the person is talking to me, inspiring me, says, that's as you're where you need to be.
Amen.
It's a process. You know, they're talking to me, inspiring me. Mm. That's what I'm talking about, the circle of friends that you have.
Absolutely.
You know, you need to have friends that speak in tongues, because when they are giving you advice, you know it's coming from a place of the realm of the spirit.
Yes,
like, it's not from their head.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the spirit.
Mm.
And sometimes you know these things, but then you are reminded again of these things, of who you are. Mm. And you're like, no, this is what the Word of God has said concerning me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even take a walk, and that is so true, even before you had mentioned that. Mm. Sometimes I just go outside, go to an open space, and just be in that space.
Yeah, because you're getting into my next question. What practical ways can we carry out eradicating the
right.
message of depression and being sad? Because,
we're
trying
ways.
To push this whole narrative of having people locked in and locked up and locked down.
Mm.
Oh, no, because that's what would lead to things like that.
Right.
You need fresh air. You need to take a walk. You need to clear your mind, you know? So what
love
other practical steps would you advise people at home to take?
These are, like, just a few things, but one major thing for sure, I thank God for our man of God. I think during the month of the communion service that we had, Pastor was talking to us about the month of peace.
Yes,
you know,
this was
the Word of God can bring peace to your life.
Amen.
See, the Word of God is the answer to any challenge in your life.
Amen.
There's this scripture that Pastor read to us. It's Philippians 4 verse 6.
Yes.
To 7, in fact, to 8. It says, be anxious for nothing.
Mm.
One of the things that, you know, depression does to you,
yes.
you're thinking, you're anxious, like, oh, my God, you're not,
what's
like,
next? What am I
you know,
do?
Mm-hmm. At that moment, dearest brothers and sisters, calm down. Be anxious for nothing. When you find yourself in that space, what does the Word of God say? Be anxious for nothing. Remind yourself. And that's why when you talk to your friends that are filled with the Holy Spirit, they will take you back to the scriptures.
Yes.
And the scriptures is what you need for that particular time.
Amen.
And it's what you need in your life in general.
Hmm.
But let me quickly go ahead to read this. It said, be anxious for nothing, but in every situation, it means even in the depression, right? By prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests known to God. I said something. I said in 1 Peter 5, verse 7, say, cast all your cares.
Yes.
Upon him, because he cares about you.
Right.
Now, you know that already, right? Mm. Now, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Don't be stressed out.
Hallelujah.
When you're having these situations, you lift up your hands and thank the Lord. Make your request known. I thank you, Lord, because I have this job. I thank you, Lord, because all things are working together for my good.
Amen.
Go with the scriptures. Align your thoughts again with the scriptures, because in times like this, you know, the devil starts putting thoughts in your mind. You're not good enough.
Yes.
You're this.
Mm.
Why nobody likes you.
Mm.
You're all by yourself. Look at this person succeeding. But when that thought, the Bible says, resist the devil.
Mm-hmm.
When these thoughts are coming to you, brothers and sisters, you fire back with the Word of God.
Amen.
You don't keep
Amen.
Quiet. Because if you keep quiet and allow yourself, just you soak in everything that the devil is bringing to you, I'm sorry, you it will take away your peace.
Yeah.
And even the same scripture tells us that I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. Perfect peace is found in God's word when you stay on it. These are practical steps, my brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Like taking the word of God. And you know, there's something I love about Jesus, I love about God.
Yeah.
He wants to show himself strong in his children.
Yes.
He said, you know, the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Who are sons of God? You and I. You might be there, you don't know Jesus. You have the opportunity today to even make that decision.
Yes.
Because I can just imagine when I go through challenges and I talk to my friends and they refer me to the word of God and I'm stirred,
and
I'm ready.
You're a Christian, it teaches you.
Yeah,
know,
and I'm thinking about those that don't even
don't
know this truth. Like,
oh, Lord.
My dear,
I can't begin to imagine.
Like, it's the best place to be is on this side. Yeah. In this side, we always win.
Amen.
When challenges come, we celebrate because it means the testimony gets sweeter.
Come on.
Because I have so many testimonies to share.
Hey, okay.
It has happened many times. And even the Bible tells us what to think on.
Yes.
You know, when the devil.
It's true.
Right. If it's not true, do not think about it.
Yeah.
If you're saying you're not good enough, does the word of God say that you're not good enough? That's not what the word
because
of God says.
Because the word is a mirror.
Yes.
The mirror shows you.
You look at it and become.
It's a reflection.
Right.
Come
on. Like, these are things that you need to go to the word of God. Like, dig deep. Because if you don't do it, I think Pastor mentioned it during your Love Us special recently. He said, when you don't follow the scriptures, you don't meditate on the word of God, you will wallow in, you will become poor.
Yeah. You will live a life beyond a belief.
Less of what God has called you.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
The greatest one. But, you know, that's what happens to you. So you need to give yourself to the word of God. Give yourself to the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, and let the word of God be your standard for living because it's our manual for life, for our daily life. Every day, the word of God is my mirror.
Aww.
You know, so
thank you
keep
so
going
much
on
it. We're going to continue. Now I can tell, you know, she's ready to have this conversation. And I'm so blessed by the gems
thank
that you're
so
sharing,
much.
And I believe our viewers are. So keep watching. We'll be back right after this.
Alpha.
Already know, you see a glass in my hand, you see me on your screen, you know what time it is. It is a time for another awesome conversation right here, Conversations with Destiny. And of course, I'm continuing to chat with Sister Deli. And today we are talking about mental health and depression. And before the break, Sister Deli was just dropping gem after gem after gem. Really, the word of God is the solution, right? It's the solution that we've been given to conquer and overcome anything and
right.
everything. Literally, because at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Depression will bow to the name of Jesus. Anxiety, whatever it is, will bow to the name of Jesus. And you know, Sister Deli, speaking of which, I'm reminded of the scripture in Mark 16, 15. You know, Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe. You know,
yes.
In my name they will cast out devils, you know. And there's a part in verse 18 where it says, they will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Meaning, you shouldn't allow yourself to be the sick, right? You're the one to be like,
right.
You know what? I'm going to shape up. Of course you feel it. That you feel something doesn't mean it's real. You know, that you feel sad. Yes, you feel it, but again, they're mirages. They're things that the devil can create to really try and magnify in your life to make you feel unworthy, you know, to try and shift your attention from truth. Truth is, you're valuable. Mm-hmm. Truth is, a job or anything doesn't define your value. The blood of Jesus did, you know, what he did for you.
Right.
Now you're saved. Now you're a new creation. You have eternal life at work in you. And
right.
the word says, you know, it says, brethren, above all things, I want you to prosper and be in health.
Health.
Prosperity is God's idea.
Right.
God wants us to prosper. God right. wants us to excel. But I think we touched on it from a different perspective about careers and comparison. But I also think depression comes in different forms as well, or sadness, right?
Right.
Because when you think about loss, which is what I went through when a parent went to be with the Lord, right? I'm an only child and it was just me and my mom. So when she went to be with the Lord, I was shocked. It was like a very devastating experience.
Right.
You know, I wasn't comparing myself to anyone because in my head I was like, oh no, my mom lives forever, which she does. We're really spirit beings. You know, her body went to sleep, but it doesn't mean she's no more. Why? She's with the Lord. But the shock was so, it almost felt crippling at the time because it was like, well, how, you know? And she went to be with the Lord. And I remember in that season, you know, I had a community of believers who were praying with me.
Right.
I had friends I could talk to, but also I could stand on the word of God.
Right.
I love what Pastor Chris says, you know, when he was sharing from Ephesians chapter 6 and how he explained it. He says, the Bible tells us to stand. He says, in the time of, you know, in the time where the challenges are coming, right, on the evil day. He says,
yes.
Everyone has an evil day. Okay, the evil day comes,
right.
You know? So you always have to be ready. But the point is that on the evil day, that's when the Bible tells you to stand. That's not when you start praying. That's
right.
not when you start fasting. That's when you have to stand on the word of
right.
God. Because now the winds of life are battering and trying
right.
to sway you this way and that way. And the Bible speaks about being rooted on a solid foundation, not on sinking sand.
Mm.
I love that. So in that season, when that depression was trying to overcome me and that sadness, I was standing on a solid rock. And I was like, I'm not moving. I'm standing.
Right.
I have to stand. You know, and so it can literally be triggered by different things. But
mm-hmm.
in that season, how important is community? How important are the people we surround ourselves with, from our pastors to our friends? And what season did you go through that led to you feeling, you know, maybe somewhat very sad? And how did you overcome that?
To be honest, you even touched on it, and I think I've even mentioned these things. It's so important because when I go through challenges, and there are times where it's so overwhelming for me, I reach out to my friends.
Mm.
And see, that's why it's so important, the kind of people you have in your circle.
Yeah.
And I also mentioned, that person you're talking to has to be born again. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're talking to me, I know you're talking from the realm of the spirit. You're dishing out things from your spirit. And I know the spirit that is obviously, because that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so it's so important that the people you surround yourself with, they are listening to the right things. Because what they give to you is what you receive at that point in time. I think one of our dear lovely sister had shared a testimony of how she was going through, she was feeling terribly sick.
Mm.
And she had reached out to a friend of hers and she was panicking, oh, let's take you to the hospital, let's take you here and here.
Mm.
And then she called Sister Chelsea.
Yeah.
And Sister Chelsea directed her to the word of God. And as she directed her to the word of God, and then Pastor had called her.
Right.
And Pastor directed her to messages to listen to that same day. The growth that was swollen disappeared. How
Hallelujah.
Do you even think about things
Glory.
Like that?
That's a testimony.
Like, just imagine, you know?
Wow.
So that just goes a long way to show the kind of people you have in your life. It's so important because sometimes you know these things, but then they remind you again
yes.
that these are the things that the Word of God has said concerning you. Do not
right.
forget it.
Right.
And that's why it's important. Personally, I remember there was a time I had like certain challenges and I didn't even realize that it was beginning to show in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had asked me, one of our leaders had asked me, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm okay. And he asked me again, he said, I'm asking because the Holy Spirit is laying it in my heart to ask you if you're okay. And I said, okay, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And I shared with him.
Yeah.
And he told me two things that I took with me. He said, Deli, you're not speaking in tongues enough and you're not shining.
Mm-hmm.
I took those words and I went back home. And I'm like, what does it mean to shine? Of course, I know I have to speak in tongues. That one is settled. But what does it mean to shine? Of course, I know what it means. But I had to go back to the message of that month.
Mm.
And Pastor was even talking to us about meditating on the word.
Wow.
And when you meditate on the word, you don't even have to try.
You don't
just
try.
Be.
You just be.
And that's what shining
Hallelujah.
Is. When you take out time to dive deep, know your word, know what the word of God has said concerning you, you don't even have to try. You just
yes.
become that light.
What you've been consuming.
You know, what you've
what
been
you
consuming.
Radiate.
Exactly.
It's what you
and,
show forth.
And sister,
yeah.
can I tell you, ever since then, I have literally been shining.
Amen.
I had, and even that particular challenge that I was going through.
Wow.
When I spoke in tongues, the Holy Spirit gave me a beautiful idea of what to do to even get those things done. And
wow.
amazingly, I got all that I needed in 2 weeks just by having the right kind of people in your environment.
I love that. Thank you so much, Sister Deli. I'm so blessed by what you're saying. And speaking of which, I want to go back again to saying, yes, that you feel something. Remember, you know, by saying it's not real, it doesn't mean your feelings are not real. They're there. You feel them, right? We acknowledge that your feelings are there. But what we're saying is the challenge that Satan is trying to magnify is not as big as he's making out to be.
Right.
And if you're watching this right now and you've been struggling with depression or any kind of sadness or anxiety, we are here to pray with you. So say these words after me. Say, oh, Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins and that he rose again from the dead. I declare that I am born again. I'm a child of God. I now have Christ living in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory, hallelujah. If you've just prayed this prayer with me, we have this awesome book that we're going to send to you, okay? It's called Now That You're Born Again, and was written by a man of God, Pastor Chris, to really guide you and to give you some nuggets to help you on this journey as a new creation. Yes, you're saved. All things have passed away, including depression, including anxiety, so that you feel something doesn't make it real. It doesn't mean that's who you are, nor should it define you. So we want to send you this book. So call the number that is showing on your screen, and it's a free gift from us to you to help you on this journey. Thank you once again for watching this awesome episode. Thank you to Sister Deli for joining me.
For me.
And until next time, it is all love from us, and bye-bye.